Hey everyone, happy Wednesday. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts tonight, Jandrake Bakke. Today is Wednesday, Wild Wednesday, December 28th, 2022. And we do have a star, beautiful and blessed lineup of talented and compassionate hosts to share and to take calls tonight, who are Mary Hernandez, Peg Jones, Liz Pfister, and myself, and DC Love, Catherine Peoples, Adriana Roman won't be on tonight. They're off, and they'll be on next week or in the next few weeks, one of them. So we're all here tonight, and we're just going to share our bios, and I will go ahead and share the other ladies' bios who aren't here tonight first, and then I'll share mine, and then I'll go ahead and share my poems, and then the other ladies will share their bios and their messages, and we'll be getting started. That's how we'll do it tonight. All right, and please be welcome to call in, friends and family out there. We would love to take your call. So anyway, ladies, I just wanted to say hi. How are you before I start the bios? Don't mean to.
Hi. Happy Wednesday.
Hello.
Doing good.
All right.
Finally
so
home.
This is DC Love is an angel, intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, her spirit dog Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook and at DC Love. I won't read Liz's yet because I think she might be coming. Catherine Peoples is a medium, spiritual shamanic life coach, and Reiki practitioner. And Adriana Roman is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She is a Reiki master teacher, a fourth generation intuitive, and she creates spiritual oils and baths and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. You can book her at mylotusbloom.com, and you can find everyone on the Sacred Embers website at www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. So that's where you can find us all, and my website is www.wefindourway.com, and Louise has asked me to share my website specifically because of my predictions. So if you're interested in predictions, we are at the end of the year, so these predictions have run out, but they're still there, and you can look at them on my website. And I've been working on these types of things for several years now, and I'm still working at it, and I enjoy doing it. It's really fun. So I'm kind of a beginner, and you know, I don't have a whole lot of them, but they're up there, and so you can check them out and see what you think. I love to work with poetry, so I share a lot of that on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm interested in collaborating with musicians on writing songs. But I've also done other types of things too, and I'm open to all kinds of different things with my poetry. Some of it has been published and in books here and there, and so that's kind of neat. But I only like one or two at a time in a book. But and later on, I'd like to write a book with of poems too. That's later on. Also, I do animal totems, and that's the first thing I see when I start readings. And our group works on crimes also. We have a crime room, and we work on all kinds of things. So anyway, that's what's about me. And Mary says I should go ahead and read my poems, so I'm just going to go ahead and do that. So this one's called New Days, Happy New Year. New attitudes, new days, new health, new ways. New you, new me, new is free. New for all of us so dear, Happy New Year. And this is called We Find Our Way. We find our way, try not to judge anyone in the day. Be grateful for what we have in life, not to belittle or make fun of another's strife. It's only a long minute here for us on earth. then gone like a flash. We will be ascending into a rebirth. The differences between us are there, but we will feel a lot of the same things. For some, not all is fair, however. It's what life brings. Cherish all or any of it when you can, to celebrate even when we are ill. That is a nice plan. And this one goes, the only absolute that I could ever feel is that God is love, and love multiplies in every dimension and in every direction. And this is, touch the sky, angels. Some days are for just flying away, to get away from the mucky muck, to get unstuck, to touch luck, to get away from confusion and deceit and betrayals, to begin anew, to refresh, to touch the angels, to uplift and move forward, to break through the veil and fly. Shall we touch the sky? And this one is pondering New Year epiphanies, prayer, endless waves of healing thoughts and creative epiphanies upon us. Celebrate any freedom we have and smell the New Year soon to be embracing us. We are wild and free. Let the music carry me. May love consume you with joyous energy, and may miracles pounce upon you every day, every hour, and everywhere abundantly. And this one's called Cosmic Rhyme Expression. Don't let planet depression take away your expression. Go to planet escape. Oops, not there. There was a sour grape. How about planet happy? No, you still feel crappy. Then go to planet poem. Now there you can roam. What about planet food? That will get you in the mood. But the best is planet dance. That is where you can always have a chance. And this one's called More. More kindness, more laughter, more joy, more peace, more here and now and ever after, more love, more good health, more creativity, more dancing, more wealth, more understanding, more compassion, more patience, more fashion, more trust, more forgiving, more pink in the black and white, more balanced living, more heartbeats, more breaths taken, more smiles, more friendships not forsaken. And this one's called Without a Tear. If I can't leap, I will walk my grand jeté into the new year. If I can't kick my leg high, I will stand without a tear. If I can't backbend, I will reach with my arms without fear. If I can't point my feet, I will walk on flat foot and hooray and cheer. Happy New Year, 2023. And this one's called New Year, 2023. Bridging, overlapping, and blending, tolerance, kindness, and mending, a hope for the future and of our new year, for you, for me, and to all who are far and near. And the last one is called Vibrant Peace in 2023. And look for laughter in the day and the night, and no matter what one's plight, as some of us have had illness, there is always something to be grateful for, which is quite right. A sip of champagne will be a perfect delight. We are in God's will. And let's be kinder to each other, please, without name-calling or jealousies. Manipulation or betrayal is what makes a friendship fail. It's a good time for a fresh breeze and hugging trees. A new year of 2023, it will be a prayer to live as one for you and for me, as it takes on vibrant adventures, vibrant health, vibrant connections, vibrant love, vibrant artistry, vibrant finances to increase, vibrant divine telepathy and divine communications, bringing us all closer together and free in the new year of vibrant peace of 2023. And that's it, folks. And so now I will pass you right over to one of the ladies, and Mary Hernandez.
Thank you. I love them all.
You're welcome. Oh, good.
And Jan, I have to thank you for my Christmas card. I received it, and it was so beautiful. And I love my poem.
Oh, I'm so glad.
That was wonderful. So beautiful and very unique. So thank you.
You're welcome. I didn't get them all out, and I'm still writing them. So Peg, yours is coming soon. I just had to have to find your address.
Okay, give it to you later.
Okay.
Peg, would you like to introduce yourself and perhaps give a message to the collective, your beautiful angel message or light language, whichever you prefer?
Okay, sure. I'm Peg, and I'm an angelic life coach, author, healer, sound healing, I guess apprentice, and I also do light language, and the name of my book is Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. You can find the book on Amazon, and I also have copies too, so I'd be glad to send you one also, and you can contact me on Facebook through Sacred Embers, I believe. And that's really it. I guess right now I'm just trying to decide what I want to do this year or this next year and just trying to set some goals for myself. So that's been in the making, I guess, for a while. Maybe I'll have more
Sounds
to say
good.
Next. There were two messages from my book. I did know today was December 28th, but I ended up going to November 28th. So I thought I'd read that one because I thought it was pretty good. And it had a little bit to do with what Jan was talking about creation, about being creative and stuff. So... And I found the message beforehand. So let's see. So for November 28th, we sometimes say, oh, I'm not creative and I'm not blessed with creative gifts like others have been. This can start in childhood and continue well into the autumn years of one's life. The tapes made in childhood play until we can see or understand that they are not the correct tapes to listen to and believe. The tapes can play even in our 70s, in our 80s, if we don't change them. So change that tape, change that belief that you're not creative. Let your spirit flow and let the creative juices flow, creating in your own way what you feel in your heart place. And then the journal exercise is, what ways do you use creativity now? What ways would you like to learn about? Think about it and journal about it. And then today's message is for December 28th. So many people think that the angels look down upon them and just view the goings-on of their lives. The angels want you to know that they are with you, in front of you, behind you, next to you, all around you. Sometimes you feel them as a soft touch or a gentle breeze. This will tell you that they are near. Archangel Michael wants you to know that he's very close, waiting for you to speak to him about something that is important to you. He's always ready to help when you ask. Archangel Raphael helps with personal healing and channeling healing to others through Reiki or hands-on or distance healing. He is always ready to help, and Gabriel has special messages for you that he is ready to convey to you. The other angels are with you also. Imagine a group of angels and your guides gathered behind you, ready to help when called upon. Look for the synchronicities that happen throughout the day. These are messages that come from God and your angels. The angels delight in whispering these messages to you. Enjoy all that you receive, for you too are a child of God. And the journal exercises, which angel are you speaking with today? Think about it and journal about it.
I love that, Peg. That's so nice.
I love that,
Thank
Peg.
You.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. I love that book. I have to get it. I really do.
I do too.
I think it's in mm-hmm. my Amazon cart for like 2 weeks. I have like all these things that I want to buy, and I just still haven't done it.
Yeah.
You know, like when
we
go in a shopping spree on Amazon, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, that's expensive. My shopping cart is like $200 and something. And I'm like, okay, do I need this? Do I need that? Do I need this? I'm trying to like dissect it. Do I really need
this?
I'll
save my money for this.
And it's all from my creative projects coming up, you know, that I want to create so many things. It's like, you know, that message you gave me 2 weeks ago with creativity. It's just like after that, it's just like I've gotten so many ideas that I want to do. And it's just, again, it's in my shopping cart. And I'm like, okay, do I have time for this right now? But, yes, I will make time because that just opens up so many more doors, you know. And
No,
so that was so beautiful. And while I'm on the subject, I guess I should actually introduce myself. So I am Mary Hernandez. I am an intuitive empath, and I communicate with spirit. I work with a variety of cards. I love to use my tarot decks and my oracle decks. I'm also a Reiki master and an ordained minister, and I offer numerology readings. Of course, any type of readings, but I feel that the numerology readings is one of the benefits of it, is that it uncovers your destiny and life purpose in this lifetime, and it's also the bridge between who you are now and who you have the potential to be. And you could book a reading with me and or purchase any of my candles, including the Mother Mary candles, which bring healing, blessings, and love into your life, and many other candles that I offer, but that one's the main one, Mary, Mother Mary. And you can reach me through www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And I had, I just wanted to say that, you know, with the holidays and everything, we just tend to, like, you know, there's so much emotions going on, you know, like, for me, like, I got to spend my holidays by myself because of this big storm that happened. I didn't end up going to my daughter's because of, I was like, oh, it's going to be nothing. And, of course, I've been home since last Thursday. So, and today's Wednesday. Aww. So, finally, roads are clear, and tomorrow I'm going to go out, and I could have gone out today, but, you know, I'm just, I don't like the snow and the ice, especially, so, and it was frigid temperatures anyway, so, little message that I did see online, well, while we're in the subject of numerology, I wanted to say that I created my numerology report. I've done it last year, and I do it every year for myself. And so what I can say is that what you get is just a personalized, like, a full year's report of what every month is going to bring, what you should work on. So, for instance, if I would have done this numerology report years ago, I would have known that I was going to be spiritual, basically, because in the age span that it said, it says that, you know, there's personal and spiritual growth and everything, and that's going to be, I'm going to be of service to people, right? Because that's what we are. We're service. We are helping others, you know. So it's just amazing. So I just wanted to put it out there. You know, I did my whole entire year. It's a little time consuming. I don't do it the traditional way where people do it like computerized. I do it manually with the numbers and everything, and it's just a beautiful detailed report. I think Catherine has done it with me as well, and a couple of other people, and I wish they would come on. I'll ask them to come on and just say how amazing it is, because it's, you know, it details everything, what you're here for, what your karma is, you know, what your karmic lesson, your karmic debt, you know, it's just amazing. I can't say enough about it and how great it is. So I just wanted to share that because, you know, with the new year, everybody wants to, like, set it up. So it gives you, like, every month, it gives you what you should look forward to or what you should do based on the year and the date you know, that I put in, for instance, and you could do a daily one, you know, once you know numerology, but I like to do a monthly one, you know, so I did all the 12 months for next year for myself. So it's really amazing. And so with
wow.
that said, I also wanted to read a little something that I saw on Facebook today by Soul Journey. And it says, if 2022 is telling us anything, it's telling us to enjoy the moments we have and don't take any day, anything, or anyone for granted. And I think you both said it, right, to not take things for granted and always be grateful. And it's just like every moment is a gift. I feel like, you know, it's so amazing to be alive, you know, and we have to be so grateful to even be. Every day when I wake up, I say thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful day, you know, and that's how I start my day. Regardless of what I have on my to-do list or whatever I'm thinking of, I always say thank you, Jesus, because you know what, we're here another day. I was able to open my eyes and walk and get out of bed, you know, and just appreciate those things. And it's so amazing to do that. You know, it makes me feel so good. My gosh, I've been talking
absolutely.
For so
long. Yeah, it's great, Mary. I love hearing you.
Oh, thank you. I actually mm-hmm. pulled out a card from this new deck that I bought. It's the Moon Magic deck, and it's an oracle deck. And the card number is 21, and it's the Witch's Moon. And I'll post it on Sacred Ember so you guys could see it. It's a beautiful card with, like, the Star of David, and it's the Tree of Life, and then it has the moon. So it's just, like, everything in one. And so the Witch's Moon represents, witches have always gathered by moonlight, and our spells are governed by its cycle. So when this card shows up in your readings, it is letting you know that magic is at work in your life right now. This could be an indication that a spell you have cast is about to manifest, or it could be a sign that you need to take steps to make your life more magical. Witch's Moon is telling you to tap into your inner magic, to find that spark within yourself and start to make your dreams a reality. Remember that any kind of manifestation is a collaboration between you and the universal energies. So this card is suggesting that you use your magical gifts to the fullest. Now is the time to step into your power, own your magic, and bring it to the fore of your personality. Try setting up an altar or casting a simple candle spell. Perhaps you can create a vision board or write a list of positive affirmations for a specific goal that you want to use spellcraft to help you achieve. This card encourages you in all your magical endeavors, and it suggests that the manifestation will come quickly because magic is afoot. Wow, that's so beautiful. It's like all together.
Oh.
We're all magical beings and just creating, making our dreams a reality. I mean, I think it's so important, and just, you know, there's so much manifestation going on right now, and, you know, just for us to go deep within and write out what it is that we want 2023 to bring us, you know, just envision that, create a vision board. I mean, mm-hmm. I always light a candle to thank my angels and my guides every day. You know, it's just my ritual with them, just to thank them because they're so amazing to be around. They're teaching me so much and working with me. They're my team. So it's just like being grateful to them as well, you know, and to the universe because we're here, you know, we live here. So, yeah, and Mother Gaia, she doesn't want me to forget.
Yeah.
Mother Earth. So, yeah, so it's been a great year. I mean, the show has grown with you ladies coming on, so it's so beautiful to have you both and Catherine also on the team, so it's nice, you know, and we're growing with many more shows to come, and my daughter joins once a month as well, so just to put it out there, you know. So what do you girls think? Do you think I should start the show? Start taking callers?
Yeah.
I just loved everything you said, and I love that card, the Witch's Moon.
Yeah.
And I think we have a beautiful team, and I love that Peg is here too.
Yes.
And Adriana. And
yes.
I just think our things are going so beautifully, and
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you, DC, and Liz, offering or opening the door to us too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And Catherine and all of us coming in. So
yeah.
It's been
yeah,
a great
been
time. I mean, really.
Yeah. And 2023 is going to be even better. Can you just imagine?
I think it is too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to our first caller.
Okay.
Area code 415, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Ann.
Hi, Ann. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. I'll give you two options, whichever one comes up. I've been waking up a lot. I've been waking up at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., and 6 a.m. And it's just like I'm napping. So it's kind of hard to the next day. I'm just kind of tired and sleepy the whole next day. And the general question is just in January, what do you see for me in January?
In January?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should I go?
Yes, you can go.
Jan. Okay. Ann, hi, it's Jan.
Hi.
So I just usually give the animal totem, the animal
great.
Spirit that I see. And what I see right away when you start talking is a chipmunk. And it's really clear in my vision. And it says, trust that you're well protected and that there is no real danger you'll have to face. Be curious and willing to investigate anything of interest that comes your way. Go out for walks. Take the time to explore anything that attracts your attention, from the tiniest pebble or flower to the horizon. Oh, that's really neat. Once you've completed a creative piece or project, keep it to yourself for a few weeks before revealing to others. Pay attention to the vocal characteristics of those you encounter, volume, pitch, and inflection, than the actual words, as a way of discerning more about the person than speech alone. And it says you're inquisitive, playful, enjoy exploring anything that comes across your path. You do what you like. You do what you like to do when you want to do it, and don't tolerate others telling you what to do or when to do it.
All true.
Is that true? That's true. Okay. Very noticeable and sometimes dramatic shifts and changes occur for you in either 3 months or 1 year cycles. And you carry yourself with an aura of confidence and certainty, and your movements are quick and decisive and unpredictable, both. So that's kind of neat.
That part is not true. I'm not very quick
or decisive.
Oh, it isn't? Yeah, just that line.
You're not very what?
Quick or decisive.
Oh, okay. But the rest of it. Yeah, that?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, good. Well, that's just what I'm going to – I may have more after the ladies give you their info, but I just – that's the animal right now. So I'm just going to pass you over to Peg or Mary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Peg? Okay, maybe Peg, we lost Peg? Maybe she's on mute I was earlier.
Maybe she's,
no, I'm
yeah.
here. I'm here.
Oh, you are?
Sorry.
Okay.
I
had problem.
I had muted
and I'm talking away here. And then like, oh, it's Peggy. I'm like, oh, geez, I didn't unmute again. So I've unmuted. Hi, Ann. I'll say it again.
Hi.
Hi. And I picked a card from the Energy Oracle deck. It is appreciation, choosing gratitude. So this card shows a woman holding a single rose, and she enjoys the scent and beauty of the single blossom. Yet around and behind her are bramble bushes. She could be focusing on these, worried that she might get caught up in their prickly branches of difficulty. Instead, she's pausing to experience the blessing of the single flower. The sun is breaking through the clouds, shining on her choice and on the tiny buds waiting to open up. The card upright is telling you that you have to be grateful. That you have much to be grateful for. And like the flowering bush behind the woman on the card, there is more to come that you can't yet see.
Uh-huh.
Congratulate yourself for every moment that you choose appreciation. This decision shifts your consciousness from lack to value, and it's guaranteed to bring more worth and richness in life of life to you. So I feel like this card is not planning too far in the head, up far ahead, you know, just kind of take each day as it comes and appreciate all that, you know, all that is positive for you, and also to almost like expect it, to expect good things coming to you. And that requires, you know, staying in the energy of positivity to the best of your ability. And if things don't exactly go your way, maybe it wasn't completely time for that. You know, so maybe it's just keeping that intention. But also, I feel like you're being encouraged to maybe have some short-term plans, you know, that may, or have one whole plan and work on a step or two each month as, you know, you, as days go by. So I hope.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ann. It's Mary. That was beautiful, ladies. I mean, I think that I got similar from these cards that I pulled. Well, I'm trying to pull another one from the Angels and Ancestors deck for you, Ann. But the first thing they wanted me to tell you is that the waking up in different hours of the night is they're working
yes.
with you. So basically the angels okay. and guides are coming in and you're going through an enlightenment. And there was a time that was happening to me and I wasn't getting much
uh-huh.
sleep. And DC Love told me that we need to set boundaries. And I set
uh-huh.
my boundaries. And, you know, every time I would wake up, I would give, you know, I would say, okay, what is the message? You know, it's is there a message for me right now? Is there a message that I need to send love to someone or something? But, you know, it's just setting boundaries where it's telling them that they could work with you during the waking hours instead of so much
yeah.
when, you know, waking you up so many times a night, you know, because that was happening to me every 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock,
yeah.
6 o'clock. And, you know, I was working
yeah.
back then in, you know, in a corporate job. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I barely got any sleep, you know. But
yeah.
that's basically, you know, what's happening that I'm getting, that I quickly got for you, that, you know, they are working with you. But, you know, as light workers, we need to set boundaries too with them, because if not, they'll, you know, come any hour, because there's no time in spirit. They have no time, right? So we just need to say, okay, I need to get at least 6 hours sleep tonight. And
well,
I tell you,
yeah.
I set those boundaries, and it's amazing. I mean, I truly can sleep like 6 to 7 hours of a night, you know, if I set those boundaries. And then call in Archangel Michael also to help you, you know, to be your gatekeeper as well. And just, you know, just tell him that you don't want to be, you know, between these hours, you don't want, you want to sleep basically. And he'll help you and your guardian angels. Don't forget about your angels. Okay, so the first card that I got for you was from the Postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dearest you, on Earth, humans learn about life by telling stories and creating new ones based on shared experiences. Eventually, after repeating one after often enough, it becomes your main story that you use to define yourself and the world. So to get the answers you seek, you must get vulnerable and hear your story when you tell it. Ask, why do you tell it? Is it really true? What else can be true? Can you see the truth that spirit is in all things? Do you see how other stories overlap and intertwine? Spirit loves stories, so they are like blueprints for co-creation. So tell the one we know to be true about your story, story of courage, of gratitude, and honesty. Tell an empowered story about well-being, wisdom, and grace. You will experience it. So make sure there's stories you're proud of. Genuine, loving fan club in spirit," it says. And the back of the card, it says, "Be fearless." So what I'm getting from this card, Anne, I feel like spirit is telling you to tell a different story of yourself, you know, because our words become things, right? So I tell a lot of my clients this, that unless they think different thoughts or start speaking differently about themselves and about their situation, they're going to stay stuck and they're going to stay in the same place. So we must say, okay, 2023 is going to be the best year of my life. I'm going to be creative. I'm enough. I'm beautiful. You know, all these beautiful efforts. My affirmation.
There you go. Okay. Oh, you're back. Great. You're going in and out, Mary. Are you there? I'm going to if she comes back. I think I got what the meaning of everything. So I'll let you guys go to the next caller. And those are all great messages. So thank you very much.
Oh, sure. And I have just one more thing for you.
Oh, okay.
Just one more thing. What I was seeing the chipmunk here, and it was showing me a big bouquet of flowers, and
aww.
So yeah, just beautiful. And so I was thinking that either you're going to be receiving flowers, or you might be involved in a wedding. I was getting that kind of a feeling too. Was a wedding, or you might be receiving flowers, mm-hmm. or you might even be planting flowers. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you do gardening or anything like that, but that's the vibe I was getting, was being, it was outside and the flowers were outside. And so I was just getting that vibe because I was seeing a dress also. So I don't know, you might be getting invited to a wedding, but it's definitely a flowers kind of thing. I don't know if you're into flowers, but the chipmunk sure was showing me flowers with you. So you might be involved with flowers of some kind.
Yeah, that sounds great. I wanted to ask you what cards you were using when you read to me the chipmunk card. What deck was that?
Oh, I don't use cards. I just see the animal. I see the animals when they, as soon as you start talking, or sometimes even before
right,
you even start talking to animals.
About the chipmunk.
Oh, okay. As far as when I get the animal in my mind and see it, and sometimes I hear it, then I read out of this book called Animal Spirit Guides, and that's by Dr. Stephen Farmer.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, the classic one. Oh, okay.
Have you heard of him?
Oh, yeah, for years. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. He has a wonderful wonderful book. Yeah. Very nice person.
Okay. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I'm back, Jen. Sorry about that. I don't know what you heard or if I got disconnected in the middle of the message. That was really weird. It just disconnected
me.
I felt like the line went dead when I was giving you the last part of the message. Did you guys hear the part where you're telling a different story about ourselves? Anne?
I missed it. I missed your whole message.
Are you
going to
cut out enough of your words? Yeah.
Oh, yeah? So you didn't hear? Did you hear the ending of the message of the card?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, the dearest you, the cards from spirit, you didn't hear anything then?
I don't remember what you were saying.
Okay, so I'm just going to read the latter part of it because that's what I feel that you need help with. So it says, spirit loves stories, for they are like blueprints for co-creation. So tell the one we know to be true about your story, a story of courage, gratitude, and honesty. Tell an empowered story about your well-being, your wisdom, and your grace. You will experience your world according to the story you tell about it. So make sure there are stories you're proud of. So what I was saying was the message for me in this card is just, you know, we need to learn how to speak. And our thoughts become things, right? So whatever we think about or talk about, that's the story we're creating in our minds and out in the universe. So just speaking as positively as possible. I know that's not possible 100% of the time, but, you know, it really helps. And I know it helps with me to have, like, you know, the thought process, the affirmations in the mornings, you know, after my prayers and everything. So that really helps me, you know, like I am beautiful, I am kind, I am a healer, I am healed, you know, all those beautiful things like I am enough, I am one with the universe, you know, things like that. And I'm a co-creator of my own life, right? We're creating our own life with the words we speak into the universe. So the card that came out for you for the angels and ancestors was the animal guardian, which is the card of the deck. So I kept on, you know, trying to move the deck and shuffle to see if a card would come out for you. It wasn't. So I'm assuming this is your card because why else would it stay on the front, you know? So this must be a beautiful card. So I'm going to read it from the book because that's what I'm being guided to do. And it says, your message is, trust the powerful animal spirit within to learn more about yourself and your talents. So Jan already gave you some animals. So, you know, that really helps. And I'll give you some other animals that are on this card itself. The animal guardian is the card that represents the angels of the animal kingdom. Animals are angels of nature who have incredible lessons to offer and medicine that can support you on your spiritual journey and help you survive some of your greatest challenges. When you connect with the energies of animals, you can learn a lot about yourself and the earth. You also have instinctive animal energy within you that you can direct towards everything you need and more. The animal guardian card depicts a tribal angel being held and supported by her animals. She has a love for them and they have a love for her, demonstrating how incredibly connected nature is with the spiritual realms. You have a powerful animal within that can be wild, protective, instinctive, and calm. Animals don't second guess how they feel. They just express it, and you can learn from that. When this card arises, it's important to connect with how you really feel, how you want to feel, and what you really need. Take the time to connect with your animal energy and express it naturally. Let even the fiercest energy move through you before returning to your natural state. It will teach you a lot about your gifts and how you can grow. So you're really gifted, and I feel like, you know, you're coming into, you know, some type of awakening or spiritual, you know, to be able to do exactly what we are. And we're all spiritual beings, you know, having a human experience here. And we all can to what we do here. It's just tapping into it and learning how to remember what we were taught to forget, you know. So we're all gifted, just tapping into them and asking for your guardian angels to come in and help you, you know, with this part of your journey, because it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's something. What deck was that again?
This is the Angels and Ancestors by Kyle Gray. I love him.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's the card
of
the deck.
Yeah, so I have to tell you that's pretty wild, because the past, like, 6 months I've been pet sitting. So it's kind of a side income. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's crazy.
Oh, that's
amazing. Pet sitting and pet sitting for little side income. Yeah.
Yep.
Neat.
And I've been thinking about what to do more with the, and, you know, not just that, you know, something more with animals. So that was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's like the animal guardian came in. So trust your instincts and, you know, keep working with them, because it's amazing. And you mean, and I mean, if you tap so into them, it's just like you listen, you hear what they need. You know, I'm trying to, I've been trying to study that piece, and I will take a course on that, because I feel like being able to talk to our animals. I don't have one, but my daughter has a dog, and, you know, I love that. You know, I feel like they're so smart, and, you know, it's just amazing. It's just they can teach us as well as us teaching them, you know. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah, I thought that, sorry, thank you for all the time with you've taken me.
Oh, you're
me.
Welcome. You're welcome. And I'm sorry that I got disconnected and reconnected again. So thank you for holding on for me to finish this message, because obviously it was very important for you to hear. So I'm glad you called. Make sure you give us a call and let us know how everything is going with you. And, you know, we're on every week, every Wednesday. So you're welcome to join and call us anytime.
All right.
And,
thank you.
And have
a great
happy
year.
And healthy new year.
Thank you, Anne.
Happy new year.
Happy new year. Okay. So that was a beautiful
first
caller.
That was great,
Mary. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got cut off, but, I mean, it was weird that I was trying reconnect, and it was like, you're already a host. I'm like, I know I'm a host, but I got disconnected. I need to get back in.
Yeah.
I didn't want to end the show. I'm like, oh my god, I was panicking, but yeah, it worked out. Do you guys want to pick up our next caller?
Sure,
for sure.
Okay, perfect. Area code 802, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Jess.
Hi, Jess. How are you? Do you have
a
question for
us
this evening?
Just any way that any messages from my guides or anything like that. And, of course, I know Mary very well, the voice I'm hearing right now.
Oh, hi, Jess. I love you,
hi.
Jess. Jess is like my soul sister, or she's another soul sister from one of my other groups, the Light Language group. Jess is a great light language, like, I feel like she's a coach, because she's amazing, too, Peg.
Wow.
So, yeah, she's
very
really
cool.
Talented. It's amazing what she does with light language. She does healing. She does,
wow.
I mean, oh, it's beautiful. But I know you called to get a reading. So, Jan, do you want to go first? And then
yes.
Peg, and I'll go last.
Okay,
sure.
Absolutely. Jess, I love the light language, and Peg has recently been sharing it, and it's so divine, it just blows me away. So I have such a respect for it, and I just think it's amazing that you do it too. So
thank you.
Anyway, the first thing I see, and this is such a neat animal. I love the deer. This deer is running. It's like really frisky and running and hopping.
and doing grand jetés and ballet movements. It's just, wow, it's so neat. So it says you've been involved in some maybe negative circumstances and need to seek out safe, nurturing situations and people. I don't know if that's true, but that's what this represents, the deer. And more than ever, you need to trust your instinct, your gut instinct. And you're poised for enticing adventure, one that will take you down many different paths and lead you to many important insights. Be gentle with yourself. And you maintain a balance and have traits of mastery, authority, and protection with feminine characteristics of love, nourishment, and surrender. And you're highly sensitive and intuitive and are often aware of feelings of others before they are. You can move with intention, awareness, and speed, and can change direction quickly while staying completely centered. You're most comfortable outdoors, particularly in the woods, and frequently spend time there to recharge and regenerate. So that's the message from the deer, and I saw it so clearly. I don't know if you have had deers around you or if you relate to deer, but this one's really, really in your view here, in my view for you.
Perfect.
All right. I'll pass it right over to Peg.
Hi, Jess. This is Peg.
Hi.
Hi. Did you have a specific question for yourself, or just kind of what we pick up?
Whatever you pick up.
Okay. Well, the first, I got the, you took the card from Super Attractor by Gabriel Bernstein. And the first card that I came is I'm patient, knowing whatever is of the highest good is coming to me. So I feel like that's all about trust. And trusting that that, you know, whatever you focus on as far as anything in your life, basically, you know, and just being who you are, you know, especially with your clients through healing and through light language, those are really good ways to continue with that, because it's also helping you, too, to evolve with your light language. And I also feel that you may be an energy healer, too.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So so the second card was directing my focus onto what's thriving creates more of what I want, you know, and that, so I feel like trust is important for you, but also to continue what you're doing because you're helping many to evolve too. And also, you know, just helping them to know that that there are possibilities even when they think there may not be, you know, even if they're feeling pain of some sort, that these healing modalities that you are offering to others is very helpful to them and to you too. They keep saying, and you too. So I hope that helps. And yeah. Thank you for letting me share with you.
Thank you.
Hi, Tess. So I have many cards for you. First one I picked was from the postcards from Spirit, and it says, dearest you, we bet you must be so exhausted some days, giving as much as you do, sharing your energy so beautifully in service to the highest good, can leave you feeling depleted, like an empty well. If it feels as if there's no more water for you, the good news is we have a plan. Today, go take a relaxing bath, book a massage, read a novel, buy yourself some flowers, or plant some in your garden. Make time for self-care, not more work on yourself, attending to yourself now. You are reminded to do more often. And be sure to use a word that may have caused you anxiety in the past, but is essential for your well-being now. No. Say it with us. No, thank you. No, I can't say that. You do not have to explain why you're saying no. Just say no gently but firmly. Then go for a soak. Life will wait for you to bring yourself back to center, replenished and ready for more adventure. We love you so, so very much. And then in the back it says, with love, and there's a hummingbird. So those are, that's so beautiful. And I'll send it to you, Jess, your message. Okay. And then these are beautiful because it resonates with both the ladies' messages and your spirit animal. But I'll read the first one that fell out first is the arrow card from the Angels and Ancestors deck. And it says, surround yourself with protective energy. Surround yourself with positive people and experiences and environments that make you feel safe. Call on your angels, guides, and ancestors to bring you protection. So arrows have long been revered as symbols of protection, as many Native people would use the bow and arrow as a weapon of defense. When an arrow appears in meditation or dreams or an oracle reading, it's a sign you need to protect yourself and what is important to you, because not everyone has the same intentions as you do. This doesn't mean that people are intentionally wanting to hurt you, but they could be careless in their choices and actions, and this could affect you. There are energies around you that could lower your vibration, and it's important you become aware of them and aren't brought down by them. If you are in a situation where you feel that not everything is as clear as it seems, trust your intuition, your inner knowing. There are energies in your current situations that aren't fully aligned with your intentions and goals or with your kindness. Follow your intuition about whom to trust and what to trust. If you can take time to retreat or to step out of this situation to assess what is going to be beneficial for you, do so. In any event, this is a time to call on the energy of protection and to place yourself in a space that feels safe. Wow, that's so amazing, because like I feel like to me, it, you know, the sword, like, it's an arrow, but I feel like it could be a sword of Archangel Michael too, right? Cutting the ties that no longer serve you and so on and so forth. And just call in your angels and guides. I mean, especially Archangel Michael, to protect your energy and put yourself in a bubble every morning, you know, before you get out of bed, you know, and ask Archangel Michael to be with you throughout the day as well. Because I know that could be really draining. And then the next, the last card, which is not the least card, it's so beautiful. It's the Heart Guardian. Love and let yourself be loved. And it says, welcome with open arms, opportunity to give and receive love. The Heart Guardian is an angelic energy that can help you call for protection and guidance with all issues surrounding the heart. Wow, this is amazing. Again, it's protection. And I think Dan also mentioned that in your spirit animal. This is essentially the angel who helps you with all relationships, whether they be with yourself, family, or even a romantic connection. She can enable you to move beyond any limiting fears about trust, discern who to trust, and understand how you can move forward in any balanced relationship with that person. In this card, she is adorned with a sacred heart draped in a red cloak, to show her capacity to let love lead the way. You are love, lovable and loving. The energy of love is surrounding your whole world at this time. Angels are swirling around you, encouraging you to open your heart and reveal the blessings that you have to offer. They want you to know that you are a highly loving being who deserves to give and receive love. If you are finding it challenging to love at this time, it's important for you to give yourself credit where it's due. You are also encouraged to welcome support from others. Learn to receive. Don't try to just do everything on your own. If you are working on a relationship or in a new relationship, this card can usher in new energies that allow you to forge a powerful connection with your partner. Love is in the air. Wow, these are so beautiful, Jess. And like, I know you are a very gifted light worker, as we are, and you know, I know you can definitely like help so many people, you know, in this lifetime. And I know that you have the potential to be so much greater than what you already are, and you're such a great healer. So believing in yourself and just putting that spiritual, you know, protection around you, because that's really important at this time. I feel like that's highly important. So I hope that has helped you, Jess. And I'll send you the cards.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Jess, and have a happy and healthy new year.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, ladies.
Bye. Bye.
Wow, another great call.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great when friends call, you know. I tell them all the time, I'm like, they just feel bad, you know, like they're like, oh, you know, we don't want people to think that, you know, friends call and you pick them, you know, but, you know, everybody waits their turns, you know. I just, you know, it's just amazing to have friends call and then, you know, hear about what we said was true, you know, and it resonated and so on and so forth. So that's really great. And we're having another slow night tonight, it seems.
I like it when the friends call. I mean, I invited several friends tonight, and they haven't called in. And please do if you want to.
I know.
But, yeah.
So Jan, what is the number that people have to call or dial once they call in to raise their hands? Because do we always see the number come in, or do they actually have to press a 9?
Well, they have to press 1. They have to press 1 to get in.
To raise their hand.
And then,
Okay, good. Okay, so I guess in the beginning of the show, and I'll post that too, just so if people are in, because I figured the past 2 weeks, I think it's been really slow because of the holidays.
It has, for sure. And the weather, I think, too, is just really, I don't know, it's like, it's really done something to us out here, too. Although, we were having really warm weather. I was out in the sun in a bathing suit for 2 days.
I know.
And then, today it's cold again. So it was really cold. And then we had 2 days where it turned into summer all of a sudden out of the blue. And now we're back to cold again. So I don't know what's going on.
It's so funny that you say that, because we had, you know, a negative 32 degrees over here in Ohio. And then today was 40, and tomorrow is going to be in the 50s. And I think this weekend is going to be in the 60s. So it's crazy. I'm like, what is going on? You know, we need to give Mother Gaia lots of love, you know?
Yeah.
She needs a lot of love.
Wow,
so
a lot of changes.
That last time I got a reading, so I was thinking that maybe until we get callers, maybe Jan, if it's okay, do you want us to pull cards for you or give you a message?
Sure.
Yeah, are you okay with that? You sure?
Of course, yeah. And you don't, you know, you don't have to do anything big or anything. Just one card is fine. You don't have to, you know.
Well, one fell out already. She wolf fell out
okay.
for you. So it says, unleash the wild within. It's the she wolf
card. Oh, wow.
Okay. And
you're kidding.
Yeah. Are you? Do you have the wolf as a spirit animal? As well?
I have
like
a wolf.
Me?
I have a wolf.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
I have a
we're
wolf.
Both the same. Okay. So unleash it.
Wow.
I'm trying to... Oh, okay.
I love
so
that.
Here... Yes. It's so beautiful. Okay, so it says, let your wild side up and out. Unleash your talents and your desires. The she-wolf is a powerful shamanic soul who is half wolf and half woman. She is the alpha female who is not afraid to stand out from the crowd or in this pack. She is wild, unfiltered, and unfettered. She encourages you not to be trapped by the limiting factors of weaker members of the pack or those who are trying to hunt you down because you have the gift that they don't like or understand. She represents the energy of wilderness and the unknown and encourages you to be free and unchained. And go beyond boundaries. Release the animal energy within you and track down what you need to do to express your true self. You are being rewilded at this time, guided to reconnect with your rebellious heart, the part of you that likes to break boundaries and go beyond them completely. If you've been holding back on your hopes or dreams, you're being encouraged to chase after them now. Let the wolf energy within help you track down what direction you want to go in, and don't let any traps or hunters get in the way of your freedom or your growth. The life you want is here. Wow, that is so beautiful.
Oh my God.
I have to send this to you because it's beautiful.
Oh, definitely. I have to file that and keep it because that.
Yes.
I'm telling you that just says it. That says it right there. That is exactly
yes.
what I'm trying to do right now. That just explains it completely.
Yes.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Oh my goodness. Oh, that is just unbelievable. And you got it. You got it, Mary. The wolf. I mean, that's. Look, you're an animal totem reader. Look at that. Wow.
One someday, yes, that's going to come in
too.
I have to work with them, right? I have to call in the animal spirit.
Well, you just did it. You just
did
it.
I did it.
And
okay,
you're
yay.
Spot on, like 100%.
And then
wow.
the other one that they wanted me to give you was the medicine guardian and be open to hearing
okay.
information. So I'll send that one to you privately as well. So
okay.
I'll take a picture and send in both of them. And I think we got one caller now, so it's beautiful. So
oh, well, okay.
Perfect timing,
great.
Right? Divine timing.
Yeah.
You can't see it.
Yeah,
it's amazing. When it's meant to be, it's meant to be. So I'm going to pick up this next caller, ladies.
Okay.
Area code 775, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. After paying $53,000 in premiums over 20 years, I finally applied to use my long-term home health care. I was denied, and it's because they don't want to pay. I have an incredible
mm-hmm.
amount of proof in my medical records to support me. So mm-hmm. now I have an attorney. His name is Eddie, but I'm also working with Kevin. And so I'm going to get an in-home health assessment on Tuesday, the 3rd. And I have to pay the first for visits from a healthcare person. So hopefully I should start being paid around February the 2nd or in that neighborhood. Am I going to be approved within the next 6-7 weeks? What's going to happen?
Okay.
And will I get any stress money?
In what?
Will
what,
I get any stress
question?
Money because of all the nonsense they put me through?
So, Wendy, I know you've been through God. That is just horrible. But I know that I feel that you're going to get something. I'm not sure when. But I've always felt like you were going to get something. You know what I mean? And I'm really glad that you're working with these attorneys. Is Kevin an attorney too, or is he?
He is an attorney, and there's a website called AVO, A-V-V-O, and you can type in the attorney's name, and you'll see, you know, like all the reviews, and he's got 84 reviews, all five stars, and he's rated 10 with AVO, which is incredible. And also, he's a super lawyer, and this is his, where he focuses all his insight. So he manages a lot of attorneys, but I think we're moving into the fast lane now, starting tomorrow, and I'm hoping, I know what Eddie's going to do. He's going to back this company into a corner where they have no choice. Otherwise, there will be litigation, and we will win.
Right. Yes, I feel really good about. I agree with you, but I'm getting more on the attorneys. I'm getting like really good energy about these attorneys, and I feel like they're going to help you. That's the main message that I'm getting. I'm not getting timing or anything. I'm just getting that these guys are going to really help you, and I feel. So I wanted to tell you about the horse that I saw, though, right away. I don't know where you're living, but I'm seeing the snow, and I'm seeing a horse in black and white. This horse is black and white. It's such a beautiful horse. And it's in the snow. And so it says what the horse says is you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. So the fact that you just said that you're moving into the fast lane, and then that's the message that it says right here. It's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. And I know that, of course, that's what you want to do. And you've been working, you're trying to do that. And you need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength, though, to get through this ordeal, which I feel that you are. You're going to get through it. And you're much more powerful than you think you are. And this situation requires strong warrior energy, balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork is the big word here that they're saying with your community is important now. So I know that that's what you're trying to do. And it just says personal freedom is of highest priority, and I know that's what you want, and even though you know how to travel to other dimensions and realities, and you're very loyal to others, you're a natural leader also, and you evoke confidence in others. So I'm just getting a real positive vibe about this, the attorneys, and I love that you say that you're going into the fast lane, because that's what the horse is doing too. So I would just right now just have faith in the whole process. You're doing everything that you can. You're doing everything that you can, and you are now just let it happen. In other words, let yourself relax now and just let God take it, and let these attorneys do their thing. And I'm feeling positive about it. I'm not hearing when or anything like that, but I think you're on a good track. I felt really good about Kevin right away, so that's why I asked about him. And so,
Kevin is a real nice guy. He has some babies, and he's very nice looking. I can tell he's a good person, but he's not as ferocious appearing to me as other attorneys. Eddie is really my attorney, but Kevin works for Eddie, if that makes any sense at all.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Kevin won a landmark $1 million lawsuit for an NFL player. So,
wow.
Yeah. And
wow.
To be honest with you, though, DC, I almost went with an attorney by the name of Douglas Robinson.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
Would I have done better with Douglas Robinson or better with Eddie?
Well, I think you're fine with Eddie, you know. I feel really good about Kevin, and I think you're doing fine with these guys. You know what I mean? I just give them let them, you know, see how it goes with them. In other words, see how it
okay.
goes. And if things don't work out, you know, let's say if things don't work out with them, then go with Douglas. But I mean,
I'm under contract. It's a contingent case. In other words, if I don't win, they don't get any money, and that makes them want to win. And tremendous supportive evidence in my medical. Oh my God, I have MRIs, CT scans, clinical notes, physical therapy.
Yeah.
I've got it all. It's undisputable. I've even got photographs of surgery. I've got so much evidence.
And how do they feel about it? Are they giving you positive energy and saying, yes, we're going to make this happen. This is going to be okay. Are they telling you stuff like that?
The attorneys? Quite frankly, I don't feel like they would have taken my case if they didn't think they could have win
okay
a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd waste their time on me.
Yeah.
They're very picky about who they choose.
Okay. So I would, if I were you, then I would just go with it. Just go with it and let them work their magic on the situation and have faith. I feel good about them. That's just how I feel. And I let the other ladies give you their information too. And I wish you well. And what I'm getting is that you have lots of options. And you have a lot of energy toward this. I feel like you're going to get the end goal. It's going to turn out well for you. And I know that DC said that too. The last time you called, and I think everyone in our group said that too, but I just, you know, just reiterating that for you. I want you to feel positive about it.
I hope that my attorneys get me some stress money because it's been stressful, and I caught COVID on the 9th.
Yes, it has. Oh, no. Yeah.
So,
oh, dear. How are you
I'm
doing?
I'm finally getting better from COVID. So it's been a journey. And for some reason, yesterday and today, there was a lady attorney. Her name is Giovanni, I think her name is. And, I've looked at her videos. She's a tough, strong attorney. And I'm thinking, well, she's the one I really wanted to have. So there must be a reason why I'm thinking that. Maybe Kevin's going to move to another place, or maybe he'll work for another firm. And if he does, then I'm going to be very firm with Eddie about who I want. And I'll say Giovanni. And she is a tough cookie, but she's very smart.
Okay. See, that's what I mean. That's what I heard. You have a lot of options. So I don't feel like, you know, you're just going to keep at it is all. But I hope that you will allow yourself not to have so much stress about it.
Okay.
And just kind of try to relax a little bit, you know, and you deserve to relax. You just had COVID. You're getting over it. And just let yourself relax. You need to relax now and just let it go a little bit. And
you're right. You know, I have been under so much stress, and I had to take Paxlovid. And my doctor said if I hadn't had the 3 Pfizer vaccinations, it could have been deadly serious.
Really?
Yeah.
So you did have the Pfizer.
I had 3 Pfizer. And my last one was a long time ago. It was in March. And she said, if I hadn't had those three, it would have been maybe lights out.
Well, thank God that you did then. Thank God. And thank
and
God
I'm
that,
telling
you're,
you,
that you're doing well.
I know COVID treats everybody different, but mine was so painful. Oh, my God, it was painful.
Was it?
And
I'm really sorry.
But I think I'm getting myself back now, so finally, thank God.
Yes, I think you are too. And you sound really good.
Thank you.
So just...
Well, do you think
I
eventually
think now,
Giovanni might take over Kevin's spot?
I don't know. I'm not really getting that right now. But I do hear that you have... I did hear that you have options, many options. So keep her there for one of your options just in case.
All right.
And so that's good that you have her, and you know, that you have her too, that you can you could call on her.
Well, I will tell Eddie. You know, I wish Kevin well. I love him. I really do.
Uh-huh.
But if he goes somewhere, like maybe he'll get a promotion or go to another company, I'm going to be very assertive with Eddie, and I want this attorney. And
well, you can do that.
I've had some lessons in assertiveness lately.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's really good. I think the horse has that in there, too. I think there's assertiveness in the horse. So... That's funny because that works out with the horse. It also says right here, it says personal freedom is highest priority, but sometimes you buck whenever someone tries to stifle you in any way.
Yeah.
So I think you're that's part of the horse. The horse has assertiveness in there. So I wish you well. I think you're really positive and you're on your way, and don't give up. Don't give up. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So I hope you please keep calling back. I really want to see how you're doing.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, of course. And just out of curiosity, what area do you live in?
Sacramento, California.
Okay. All right. So there's no snow, really. But for some reason,
not
I
where
saw,
I am,
yeah.
But it's been snowing less than 100 miles away from me in Tahoe.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to pass you right over to Peg or Mary and see what they get. They will have a lot of info for you, too. And just hang in there. Oh, my gosh. I'm really getting good vibes about the attorneys. You've got good people, and you're going to continue to have good people around you. So just try to
relax
as you can. Just,
do you know the horse's name?
Well, no, I didn't get a name, but I will think about it. And while the other ladies are, I'll ask for the name while the other ladies are giving you messages, and I'll see what I come up with, see what the guides give me, okay? Okay.
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
And I picked a card from Gabby Bernstein's deck, which is just lost it. Hold on. It's
Peg, are you there?
I'm right here.
Oh, shoot. Oh, good.
Oh,
okay.
She is. Okay.
Hi, I'm here.
All right.
Did we lose Peg?
No, Peg, I think. Peg, are you there again?
Huh?
I guess. Oh, dear.
Okay, well, I can give Wendy the message. If Peg is not
Peg is here again.
Oh, she is?
I am
okay.
here.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
All right. Hi. The card that I got was from Gabby Bernstein's deck, and which is Super Attractor. And I'll read what it says. It's just a short message. When I truly surrender my desires to the universe, a mighty force of faith can set in. So I think it really kind of goes with what Jan's saying, you know, to believe and to trust. And I agree with Jan that the lawyers that you have are going to really work for you and really, you know, help you to the best of their ability. It's just trusting that, but also surrendering, surrendering what your intention is and just trusting that it's going to happen for you. Because when that happens, as it says in the message, a force of faith can set in, you know, and just keeping your vision on what it is that you truly want as an outcome, you know, but also letting them do it, you know, letting them work to the best of their ability too. So I hope that helps. And other card that I got, which kind of has the same thing. Actually, I have two cards. When I cultivate a spiritual connection, I can trust the universe no matter what. There's encouragement, you know, in surrendering and, you know, bringing in that spiritual understanding for the best outcome for you and everyone else. And the last one is I slow down and listen to the guidance that's available to me. So
Very nice. Like
guidance tonight and just helping you to relax and to believe that, you know, that everyone is doing the best they can and you are too. So I hope that helps.
It does. And thank you for the beautiful words. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's beautiful, ladies. And I get the same, Wendy.
Yeah.
It's just letting it go, right? Putting it out into the universe and letting it go. I heard as soon as you came in, let go and let God, you know, it's just like putting out in the universe what you want and then letting it go, surrender, like the lady said. You know, and I feel that the team that you have now is going to work for you. And if not, you have a backup plan, but I feel it's going to be good, and just keeping your focus on positivity, you know, and just think of something else other than this, you know, just keep your mind busy with something else. And then I have two cards from the postcards from Spirit that fell out for you. And it says, dearest you, we bet you must be so exhausted some days, giving as much as you do, sharing your energy so beautifully in service to the highest good, can leave you feeling depleted, like an empty well. If it feels as if there's no more water for you, the good news is we have a plan. Today, go take a relaxing bath, book a massage, read a novel, buy yourself some flowers, or plant some in your garden. Make time for self-care, not more work on yourself. By tending to yourself now, you are reminded to do so more often. And be sure to use a word that might have caused you anxiety in the past, but is essential for your well-being now. Say no. Say it with us. No, thank you. No, I can't. You do not have to explain the why. Just say no, gently but firmly. Then go for a soak. Life will wait for you to bring yourself back to center, replenished and ready for more adventure. We love you so, so very much. And it says, with love, and then in the back is a hummingbird. One of my friends that called earlier got the same card. So that's beautiful. You know, it's just taking step back and also saying no. You know, if you're being pulled in different directions, just say no and, you know, take time for yourself, you know. I like to do that, like book massages and, you know, taking relaxing baths. And I love buying flowers for myself as well. You know, it's great. It brings vibrancy to your high vibrancy to your home. And you know, your home is a part of you, right? So whatever your home is, it resonates or changes your vibration, you know. So that's one of the messages I got. And then the next one is, dearest you, we have something exciting to share with you. You are manifesting you are a manifesting master, and you don't even know it. There will always be enough of everything that you need in your life, money, opportunities, love, kindness. So whatever you're asking guidance about, have faith and be open to the many ways in which you will experience prosperity. Spirit is the source of your supply. Wow, this is so beautiful. The universe is always reflecting back to you what you believe. So whenever you fall into insecurity, you will be shown an illusion as if your fear were real. But the truth is that the universe is abundant. You are and always have been enough, and abundance is your natural state. If you can imagine something consistently as truth, you can and will create it. You are so on the right path right now. Keep believing, then the seeing happens. Let go. Loving you more and more every day. And in the back, it's a beautiful angel singing to the heavens, and it says, with love. So that's so beautiful, Wendy. Such
yes,
a beautiful
that's
card.
Very
it's,
spiritual it's, and loving, it's, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very beautiful because the fact that, you know, it's a reminder of what I said earlier. You weren't on the show, but I opened the show. I said it's our words become things, right? It's a reflection of what we say becomes our future, right? So let's speak beautiful things into existence too. You know, I feel that's highly important in our lives. I just wanted to remind you of that, you know, and letting go and letting God, right? Because right now you've done all you can. You've showed every proof for whatever. Now it's your time to relax and sit back and just wait, you know. And I think everything is going to be resolved to your liking. I mean, this card, this final card is just, you know, it's the universe is always going to reflect what you're putting out there, right? So let's speak it into existence that this is going to work out in your favor, you know, and then letting it go, because if you show fear, that's exactly what you're going to be shown. It's fear. So just stay in, you know, in your truth and think of abundance, you know, and that's it. And everything is in divine order. Everything is going to be in divine timing. So I leave you with that, and I hope that's helped you, Wendy, and I hope you have a happy and healthy year, and give us a call back next year and let us know, you know, that everything has worked out, as we said, and you're going to be super happy.
Oh, well, thank you, and I will call back, and we'll all celebrate my success, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
God bless you, and I wish you nothing but the best in 2023, and it's going to be amazing. I guarantee it.
Well, I'm ready. It's all been a dress rehearsal up to here, and the show is going on stage now. So,
all right.
And I think that I'm going to be an example for people, and I will help people, and I will empower people, and I'm a very, very compassionate, spiritual Christian lady, but I can also mm-hmm. be very analytical, and I don't like it when somebody's rights have been trespassed on, or somebody in a position, whoever they are, doctor, attorney, CEO, whoever they are,
I don't like it when people are overwhelmed by a title. I was raised that doctors don't walk on water, neither do attorneys or anybody else. And so I ask questions, and sometimes people don't like it, but then they start to respect me because I'm not treating them badly. I'm letting them know that I'm a very intelligent woman and that I expect answers.
Yeah, that's great.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great, Wendy. So you will be an example for other people out there, and that's great. We have to go to our next callers because all of a sudden we have our switchboard, lighted up, and I have to go to the next caller.
Well,
so we hope
okay.
to hear
just
from you
give,
here and have a happy
I just
want to
give her
the name
of the horse real quickly. Uh-huh, just real uh-huh. fast. So, Wendy, I kept hearing this name. Astaria, A-S-T-A-R-I-A. And I thought it was such a strange name, but then I looked it up, and it's a beautiful name. People with the name Astaria are jovial and love to talk. They love children and pets. They are creative and try to do too many things at once, but they must express themselves. They are very social and great uplifters. Person with Astaria having a number 3 as a personality number are ambitious and philosophical. They are versatile and have an optimistic attitude. So it's a very positive name.
I was thinking the name might be Mojave, but
really?
That sounds beautiful.
That,
Thank you so much. That was very kind of you.
You're welcome. Yes, of course. Mojave is a beautiful name too, and you can name her Mojave if you like to. I felt she was a she, but if you feel that it's a he, that's fine, too. Whatever you want. You can choose whatever you want. Mojave, Astaria, whatever you want.
Oh,
so anyway.
I may paint a picture of Mojave.
Okay. All right. Good. We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Yes, and we'll be celebrating next week, I'm sure. Thank you, ladies.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Wow, that's great. Okay, ladies, that was a good caller as well. Very positive news.
Just wonderful.
Really great. And just a reminder to everyone listening, right? We create our own future with our words and our thoughts. So, just staying positive. I mean, I know that sometimes it's harder than others, but just the positivity really clicks with the universe, right? And it really helps. And you'll see that so many doors start opening once you show that, you've let go, you've let God. I feel that. I've given in to trust and allowing, and so many beautiful things are coming in, at this time, especially for the new year. I feel something big, right? So just a reminder for our callers. And
that's
everyone,
so
right? All of us have to do that. I mean, sometimes I got to catch myself, still to this day, right? We catch ourselves and we're like, wait, we're not supposed to be thinking those thoughts. That's fear-based, and just stay in the heart space, in the love space, because that's what it's all about. We're all one, and showing each other love and kindness and helping each other is amazing. And, I have that with you guys here. Like whenever I have a question, right, a personal question, I can always write to you guys and ask you guys a question. And likewise, we all help each other, just because we're light workers doesn't mean we have all the answers for ourselves, because sometimes our ego gets in the way. So it's nice to have, friends who are also doing the same thing, which I love you guys. Oh, well, so
exactly.
Sisters, I should say. So I
absolutely.
Just want to say I thank you guys and I love you guys. And so most of the ladies are not here, including my daughter, but I love you guys. And it's so great to have that extra support in our life, to help us get through. So I'll pick up our next caller with that one. And our next caller is area code 216. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello, my name is Patricia.
Hey, Patricia, do you have a question for us?
Yes. I just would like to get some, in regards to next year, what am I looking like in from a numerology, creative business relationship.
Oh, wow, so you do numerology. I love numerology. I was just talking about that.
Writing.
I offered that as well. So that's beautiful that you do that. Isn't it amazing?
No, I don't do that. I don't do that. I'm just trying to get some from a numerology standpoint. What is my life going to be like from a musical writing business, then the numbers and, you know, the oracle card.
Oh, okay, okay. So we'll see. Jen, do you want to go first?
Yes, I will go very quickly because I know we have more people. Hi, Patricia. So what I got right away was the owl. That's what I'm seeing for you is an owl. So the owl says to meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each day and to see what is revealed to you. Be alert to any deception on the part of others, whether they're aware of it or not. Look closely behind any guises that they may wear. That's what the owl does. The owl is able to look in between things and see deception and see stuff. It's a particularly significant time for prophecy, and you'll be able to hear, see, feel things before they happen. It's also a most very creative time, and so set aside time for you to be creative, work on your creative projects, whatever they may be. It's typical for you to be able to see what others don't see and to hear what others don't hear and to discern the truth behind any falsehoods. Being an old soul, having inherent wisdom, and that expands in your nature. And you have a very fine awareness of sensitivity to others. One of your greatest gifts is to foresee the future. And you're able to contact the spirit world through clairvoyance and clairaudience. Wow. Isn't that neat? I love the owl. It's the psychic sign. So that's really nice for you. And I think, do you relate to any of that?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just going to pass you right over to the ladies and see what else. Uh-huh. Sure, Peg.
Okay. Hi, Patricia. This is Peg. And the card that I came up with was Changes, and it's from the Sacred Creations Oracle deck. So I'll read you what that says. There's a lot of blue in this card, so I feel like it may have something to do with using your voice in some way, or, you know, maybe you already do, but maybe use more. I'm not really sure. So let's see. Essential meaning, the natural cycles of life, a positive outcome, a turning point, good luck, karma, destiny, the unfolding of your soul path, welcoming, adventure, and mystery. Self-care message. Things may be getting out of control, wanting external influences, the ups and downs of life, the inevitable nature of change, feeling uprooted in change, an opportunity to let go of old and outdated visions of the future. Your miracle is coming to you through a change that has already begun. everything is about to shift and you are at the right place at the right time. As the wheel of fortune turns, it brings with it some significant blessing. Aren't you ready to breathe some positive change? I'm pretty sure you ordered it. You
yes,
may already
very much.
Find yourself, you may already find yourself in the midst of this lucky vortex. And if so, you are being gifted with an incredible opportunity to reach out and grab your success. Don't be afraid to step into something new and to welcome self-improvement. The challenge, as you say yes to novel experiences, is there. Oh, is there something you've been wanting to shuffle and upgrade in your life? Your current situation is a little bit too small for your big badass future. Excuse the language, is what it says. So prepare to amp it up a notch. Get ready to embrace Lady Luck and welcome your future with trust and courage, because fortuitous fortune favors the brave. Have you been hanging out in the cusp of change for a while now? How will you know when the gentle beginnings of change have arrived? What evidence will you see? Name it. What lucky chances have helped you along the way? Intention and destiny interact in your favor. So, and I'm 1, 2, 3, 5, 13, 19, 10. Today's numerology number equals out to 10, which goes down to 1. So I'm not really exactly sure what 1 means, because I don't have something in front of me, but 1 to me at this point for you means you're the only one can make the changes for yourself, you know, and but you can also get help for yourself, but it's taking that step for you to begin that change. You know, it could be people you meet, there's something you hear on the internet or something on the radio or something on TV to really help you to make the changes that you're truly looking for.
Yes.
So, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Wow, Peg, that was beautiful. So you got numerology 1.
Yes.
So I'll try to be as fast as possible. So this year, numerology 1, it's a year in which normally I don't do this because I provide this service as part of my business, but because you asked, I shall give it to you. So this is a year in which to get in the driver's seat of your life and move forward, be proactive and take action. Begin something new, such as a relationship, a career, or a project, a hobby, etc. Develop and implement new ideas into your life. Start a healthier lifestyle. Focus on self-improvement. Be independent and self-reliant. Increase your self-confidence. Be your true, authentic self. Plan your goals for the next 9 years. Stay positive and have a fresh approach. Be open. New opportunities, manifest your dreams into reality, and take on a leadership role. And that is the last one. So number 1 is a creative number. So it's a very powerful manifestation cycle for turning your dreams into reality, Patricia. This year, it pays to familiarize yourself with the law of attraction and the work of Abraham Hicks so you can use it to your advantage. Number 1 rules the mind. Therefore, consistent creative visualization and positive mindset can increase your chances of success. Work out what you want and focus all your energy upon it. Follow through with practical action. So that is what you have for numerology number 1.
That's today's numerology.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. And then
wonderful.
I got a card from post postcards from Spirit for you, and it says, "Dear you, human beings spend a huge percentage of life asleep, not just in bed, but the kind where you forget you are a spiritual, immortal being taking on a temporary human form. It's not your fault. Everyone suffers from spiritual amnesia once in a while. As you develop an identity, an ego, you begin to see through the eyes of a small self and have less connection to your soul self. You may not recognize this is going on, but you sure can feel it. We're here to remind you to look through your soul's eyes and see that magic is everywhere. Infinite potential lies in Spirit, who is teaming up with you to fulfill the contract you made to contribute to the evolution of the whole world. Wake up and remember that all the help you need is orchestrated in the invisible realms. Your mind, in alignment with the divine intelligence, is unstoppable. The world is yours to co-create. You are so loved, and we are all behind you." And in the back of the card, there's a beautiful angel, and it says, "Live your dreams." So, Patricia, 2023 is going to be an amazing year for you and beyond.
Yes, yes, I'm ready.
Yes, affirm that. Yes, 2023 will be the best year of my life. Well, I'm so glad you called, Patricia. Have a happy, healthy new year, and I wish you all the best. And make sure you give us a call next year and let us know how, you know, everything is and how everything worked out for you.
Thank you. Same to you all.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Last but not least, area code 413. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My first name is Giovanni. How you
Hi,
doing?
Giovanni. Hi, ladies, this is my sister, Giovanni.
Oh, wow.
Hello, how
I
you
told
doing?
Her to call and get a reading. So do you have a question, Giovanni, or you just want, like, anything, any message?
Any messages would be okay. Any message.
Okay.
Okay. Hello to everybody.
Hi, Giovanni.
Hello.
Jan. Hi, I'm seeing it's a bird. And wait a second now. It's an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, hold on a minute. All right, so let me get this. I couldn't see it right away, but I kept seeing its face. And then I'm seeing more and more, and it's an eagle, 117 here. So let's see. Okay, there's an opportunity for you that you're considering, and it would be best if you take advantage of it soon. There will be a new beginning in a positive direction following a recent period of strife, one in which you've gained a great deal of stamina and resilience. Detach and rise above the mundane so that you're able to see your life and circumstances with a broader perspective and greater vision. It's time for a great spiritual awakening, one where you experience a great connection to the divine. And you're a spiritually evolved individual and a born leader. And you're willing to endure challenges and struggles. And even though you're an old soul, you must still go through various initiations to have a completed spiritual life. You're passionate, and one of your main life lessons is learning to conserve your energy. Take advantage of opportunities without hesitations. And let's see. And, I'm just giving you the highlights here because I know I have to go because we're almost over. So anyway, I just want to give you that. And I'll pass you right over to Peg.
Thank you. Hi, Peg.
You're welcome.
Hi, Shivani. The card that I got from the Sacred Creator's Oracle is choose who you are becoming. And let's see. So, okay, so it's about community, connection with kindred spirits. Upright. Okay, I didn't have to read that. The card shows three women celebrating, sharing ideas, and supporting and supportive energy. The lights in the picture represent your ever-present spirit community as well. When the card appears upright, it indicates as an association of some kind. It may be a casual connection of like-minded people, joining a club or community of some sort, or even a business partnership consisting of three or more entities. The time is right to make such new connections and to share intentions, whether they're personal or professional. Networking and community are important parts of the human experience, and the security and sense of connection can be beneficial to all. It's true that when several people join their intentions, it accelerates their power in the energetic realm. Receiving this card puts you on notice that the universe is sending some beneficial alliances your way. Like the Happy Family card, this could indicate a party or celebration of some kind. So it's kind of interesting that Mary is your sister. So maybe yes. There's the personal connection, maybe there's some type of professional connection, or maybe she can help you or you can help her in some way, or who knows. So that's what I'm getting. I hope that helps.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Well, we have that in our blood. So, yes, I will be helping her once she's ready. What's the saying? Once the student is ready, the teacher appears. So I feel like we're getting connected even more so recently because our dad has been coming in so strong for her. And I feel like my dad in spirit has been coming in so strong for her, and it's just like, you know, I think he wants me to help her, you know, communicate with him too, you know, and with our ancestors, right, because it's really important. So, yes. So I will be showing her when she's ready. But thank you. Those were beautiful. So I'll go ahead and say it real quick, but if I get cut off, I'll text you and give you the messages. So the one of the cards that came out was the Medicine Guardian, the open to healing information. And this is the same card that I pulled for Jan as well. It says, listen to what is coming up within you and what is being shared with you by trusting others in your life. Pay attention to healing information. Healing angels can help you heal emotionally, spiritually, and physically with their energy, but they can also direct you towards information that will help you return to wholeness. When this card appears, information is being revealed that can help heal an aspect of your current situation, whether that be your health, relationship, or even career. So be alert for this. The Medicine Guardian is just healing one, which represents the capacity to heal with a power of will and desire, and a chalice, which represents returning to a state of wholeness, a state where your cup is no longer full, but overflowing with goodness. The emerald color of the card represents the healing rays of Archangel Raphael and his healing angels. You are being exposed to information and insights that will have a dramatic healing effect upon your life. If you are working through something mentally or emotionally, know that there are spiritual energies supporting your healing. If you are working through something that is physically challenging, pay particular attention to information that's coming to you that feels inspired, insightful, and warm. It will be supportive of your wellness.
Your angels are here to remind you that your natural state is one of wholeness, and you are on the road to revealing that wholeness once more in your life. Wow, that's beautiful.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I love that. I'll send it to you.
So, Jan, that was the same card you got, and I'll send it to both you guys.
I love it.
It is
love
beautiful.
It. Yeah.
Wow. It's like the healing angel. Archangel Raphael is the biggest, I mean, he works with God. And, you know, I call him for my healings as well, you know, to
I
work
do too.
With me. He's one of my guides, actually. He's one of my healing guides that I work with. And then the last card is from the postcard from Spirit, and it says, dearest you, even though life seems now to be moving full steam ahead, it's a time to rest. Allow ideas to flow through you and take root in your heart before they reach your mind. Honor this process by becoming empty to allow for inspiration and the magic of dreaming. You might feel lazy or unproductive, but we know better. Just as a way to recharge before renewal, so are you in a time for dreaming. In this powerful process of co-creation, your soul merges with spirit in a profound way, so you can receive your music directly from source and play your part in the symphony of your life. You are being invited to bear witness to the great creation and tune into what others can't hear, which is spirit, I hope you know. We have so many dreams to share with you in the sacred and the invisible. Don't worry, we will wake you when it's time to return with a new dream. No need to set an alarm clock. Loving you always. And it says, you are love. Oh my gosh, this is such a beautiful card.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
So amazing. I have to send it to you, sis, because it's just so beautiful.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So again, it's just a confirmation that, you know, you are gifted. It's just about waking up those gifts, remembering who we are, right? Who we're meant to be, you know, in this lifetime. It's to be of service to others, to help others. And by helping others, we're helping ourselves heal as well, right? So it's amazing, you know. So I'm here for you, obviously. And
thank
I could be
you.
Your teacher. I love teaching.
Yes, me too. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you to the rest of the ladies. Thank you so much.
Oh, definitely.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad you called in. It's nice to meet you, too.
Yes.
The same.
God bless you. I'll text you in a few minutes. Love you.
Okay, love you, too. Have a happy new year, everyone. Okay.
Too.
Thank you. You, too.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was beautiful. So we've come to the end of our show, and we just finished it off with my sister. So that was beautiful. And thank you, ladies. It's been a pleasure. 2022 brought us so many beautiful memories in working together, and I know 2023 is going to be even better for us. It's just this show is going to go off the charts. I feel it. Like, it's just going to go, like, big. Is it going to be the most talked about show?
I think so. And great.
I just wanted to say Happy New Year to all the, you know, to everyone, our guests and, you know, our hosts here this evening and all the hosts. The other three hosts that are not here this evening, or four, I should say, with my daughter, and wish you all a happy and healthy new year. And we'll be back next Wednesday in 2023. So God bless everyone.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love
happy
you too.
New
thank
year,
you, Mary.
Okay,
thank you,
Kay. Welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New
thank
Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.